I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You think you're smarter than a celebrity? Let's see if you're smarter than they are at Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay. Jeopardy. All right.
Jeff.
Keep track of your own money totals.
Of course.
Buzz in with your name as always.
Okay.
You may not buzz in until the end of the question.
Tommy.
Okay, Tommy. Take it away.
Yeah.
This was a $5,000 question.
All right. What is guacamole?
Incorrect.
Damn.
Negative 5,000. That'll be hard to dig out of.
Oh. Yeah.
Here we go. Organic chemistry for 100.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Boy.
It's been a while.
You can breathe easy knowing photosynthesis causes plants to release this gas.
Maitland.
As a waste product.
Kelly. Carbon dioxide.
Correct.
Yeah. What is carbon dioxide?
That is incorrect.
No. Hot waste.
Steve.
My mistake. Steve.
What is carbon dioxide?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
hot wings.
Steve.
Kelly. I know. It's
Maitland.
Hot wings.
What is oxygen?
Correct.
They take in carbon dioxide.
They clean. They're the cleaners.
That was super
100
frustrating.
100 for hot wings, minus 100 for the two of you. The terminal list for 100. 250,000 people a day commute through this terminal at Park Avenue and 42nd Street. The station is where you get the subway down below.
Maitland.
Steve.
Maitland.
What is Grand Central Station? Terminal G.
I'll accept that. Grand Central Terminal.
No, you can't accept that. Jeopardy wouldn't accept that. Sorry, Maitland.
Tommy.
Jeopardy wouldn't accept your sass either. Above, below, or intersected by the equator for 100. China.
Tommy?
Kelly?
Tommy?
What is the Northern Hemisphere? Wait, what?
Steve.
I would have used one of the three choices they offered in
all
the question.
All those options?
Steve. Oh!
Kelly.
What is above?
Correct!
Wow, how much was that
for? 100.
Oh, perfect. I'm at zero.
There was a question? I thought you were announcing a category.
Good guess, though, Tommy.
Dang it.
Also a Taylor Swift song for 200. That's the category.
Okay.
Careful, this washing machine cycle using cold water and low spin speed is suggested for lingerie and silk neckties.
Hot Maitland.
Wings. Steve.
Maitland.
Hot wings was first.
That's your answer? Phrase it in the form of a question.
No.
Hot wings.
What are delicates?
Correct. $200. Maine attractions for 200. For wildlife lovers, Maine offers safaris to spot this large mammal featured on its flag.
Hot wings.
Kelly.
Tommy.
Hot wings.
What is a moose?
Correct. On fire now.
I was ready for puffins. So ready.
I can't ever tell when you're actually done asking the question, so I didn't.
It's a little difficult.
I know.
And it's like, you'd think I could help with that.
How much one was that for?
That was for you should pay better attention when I'm telling you in advance.
Boom. Wow. Roasted.
200. Peak TV for 200. Due to a mix-up, the giant robot doll from this South Korean series was briefly displayed in front of a museum.
Tommy. What is Squid Game?
Correct! $200. World Capital Attractions for 200. In this city, if you're in the mood for Piazza, try the Navona or the Santa Maria.
Maitland. What is Rome?
Correct. $200.
Wow.
Let's go.
Queen Elizabeth II for $200. On September 8th, 2022, after 70 years on the throne, the queen passed away at Balmoral Castle in this United Kingdom country.
Kelly.
Cowlings.
Oh, crap.
Steve.
What is?
Tommy.
London.
Not a country.
Oh, England. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're
what is it. England?
Tommy.
Hey, yeah. What is England?
Incorrect.
Cowlings.
Where is? Oh, damn it. Oh, no.
Owings.
What is Wales?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Kelly.
Steve.
Steve or Maitland. Steve.
What is Scotland?
Correct.
Ow.
$200. Ooh. Understudy for $300. Entomology is the study of these, of which there are close to a million identified species.
Owings.
Maitland.
Tommy.
Owings.
What are insects?
Correct. Yeah. That's 300. Directional geography in America for 300. Visit Pineapple Fountain and Fort Sumter when you go to Charleston. Which, no, is not the capital of this original 13 state.
Kelly.
Steve.
Tommy.
Owings.
What is South Carolina?
Yes. Owings has really dialed in the wind to buzz in portion.
I know. I'm not good at that.
Threesomes for 300.
Hey.
Imagine if that happened on Jeopardy when Ken Jennings said, threesomes for 300 if the contestants went. They'd have to cancel the show.
All right.
According to the carol, it's what my true love gave to me on the third day of Christmas.
Tommy.
Steve.
Tommy.
Three pipers piping.
Hot wings.
That's 11.
That's incorrect. Who buzzed in next?
I did.
Steve.
What is?
Oh.
Three French hens.
Correct. Yeah. Pipers piping.
I don't know. I dropped
That's
it.
That's 11, man.
I know.
How much was that?
You could have told me that 300. Was seven pipers piping, and I'd have believed you. 7-11.
Any number.
I only know five only golden rings.
Yes.
Five.
I know. Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree and that's five right. golden rings.
I had
rings.
To sing it from five back to
yeah.
five.
What's four?
Okay. Four calling birds, three okay. French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Is it the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Tommy's Follies plays Christmas music.
Right.
I hope I have my next one picked.
Oh, Kelly, did you hear about okay. Tommy's Folly from Friday?
Jesus.
No.
Oh.
He played the Backstreet Boys. He thought they were the Beastie Boys.
I misread it.
What song?
Backstreet's back. All right. Okay, yeah, that's pretty
famous
rock.
Famous Beastie Boys song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was the B-side of Intergalactic.
You could have never figured out that it wasn't the Beastie Boys by the song title. That was definitely the Backstreet Boys.
It just said everybody, and I was like, okay, don't know that one.
Everybody. Tommy's Follies might be a breakfast violation soon.
Ooh.
No, disagree.
So starting at 5, it's a breakfast violation. You've got three.
Oh, I think I'm at 5 a.m. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I do it before that.
Lesser known siblings for 300. While his bros had hits like Sucker, actor Frankie said he hated being called the bonus this name.
Maitland.
Tommy.
Maitland.
Who is Jonas? What is Jonas?
Tommy.
I don't know.
Kelly.
That is correct.
How much was that for?
In spite of your weirdo palpitations. That was for 300.
Thank you.
It was a little whale noise.
Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
out.
I'm glad you got that as the bonus Jonas, because I thought it was going to be the bonus Stallone.
Frank Stahl one.
Uh-huh.
Trees for 300.
Oh, boy. Hot wings.
I mean, I don't know.
This Bay Area city has a tree on its official flag.
Steve.
Hot wings.
It's the type of tree featured in the city's name.
Damn it. Hot wings.
Maitland.
Maitland.
What is Concord?
Incorrect.
Kelly. I know this is wrong. What is San Francisco?
No. The other Bay Area city.
Steve.
Tommy.
I didn't buzz in.
Steve. Thought you might want to. Steve.
What is Oakland?
Correct.
Oh.
How much?
What?
300.
I didn't know this one.
We gathered that.
Okay. Well, yeah. You buzzed in for me. Come on.
I forget I don't have to buzz in because there's money involved here.
Yeah. Tommy, you don't have to. You don't have to announce that you don't know.
He asked me.
Tommy buzzes in to tell you that he doesn't have a guess.
Once you said I didn't buzz in, I think we all safely gathered you did not know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just making sure we're on the same page.
I appreciate that. Telling a bedtime story for 300. We're playing Jeopardy. All the questions that we're asking have been missed by celebrities. Thus, the show is smarter than celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
All tongue-in-cheek. A Susian home invasion. Now that's what he'll do. He'll mistreat a fish, turn two kids' home into a zoo.
Maitland.
Kelly.
Maitland.
What is Cat in the Hat?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
College-level history courses for 300. Rice University boasts that its 20th century American presidents course covers the span of Theodore Roosevelt to this 42nd president.
Kelly?
Steve.
Kelly.
Who is Bill Clinton?
Correct. For 300. Night at the Museum for 300. Before Flowers and Bones, the open skies of Texas were one of her early subjects, like the 1917 work Starlit Night.
Hot Wings.
Starlight Night.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Who is Georgia O'Keeffe?
That is correct. I don't know what any of that is. Woulda, coulda, shoulda for 400. This author of The Giving Tree gave us the poem Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Hot Wings.
Tommy.
A fun-sized lesson in just doing it.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Who is Shel Silverstein?
Correct.
Got me.
The moon for 400. NASA describes these phenomena as bulges in the Earth's oceans caused by the moon's gravitational pull.
Hot Wings.
Maitland.
Hot Wings.
What are tides?
Correct. Americana for 400. Yankee magazine says this New England state is known for chowder, old money, and being the home of TV's Gilmore Girls.
Kelly.
Tommy.
Kelly.
Tommy. Tommy. What is Massachusetts?
Incorrect.
Tommy.
What?
Steve.
Hot
Steve,
Wings.
Steve,
what?
Steve.
Where is Boston?
Steve.
Not a state.
Steve.
Steve.
Steve. Steve.
Tommy,
what is Connecticut?
Correct.
Yeah. How much?
Damn it.
400.
Woo.
Ow. I guess they didn't talk about that when you were summering there.
No, they didn't.
I'm losing money.
Surprised you didn't see Rory while you were there.
I know. I definitely thought that was Massachusetts.
Well,
damn.
She went to Harvard. I would have
threw assumed.
Me off.
Yeah.
Best time to visit for 400 every October. Hundreds of hot air balloons take flight in this New Mexico city at what's called the most photographed event.
Maitland.
Steve.
In the world.
Ah! Steve. Steve. Steve.
So annoying, and I know it, and it's fun to do.
Kelly.
Steve,
what
oh,
is...
I'm sorry, you buzzed in during the question, but Kelly buzzed in, so she gets the rights.
Suck it, you
Kelly.
Little bitch. What is Albuquerque?
That is correct for
awesome.
400. Advanced cinematography for 400. Eric Messerschmidt shot the film Mank primarily in deep focus as a nod to this Orson Welles opus.
Hot Wings.
That pioneered the technique.
Tommy.
Hot Wings.
Maitland.
Tommy.
What is Citizen Kane?
That is correct.
Damn you.
Fictional TV towns for 400. Sunnydale, California, FYI, the local high school, sits on top of a portal to a demonic dimension.
Tommy.
Maitland.
Tommy.
What is Stranger Things? Or where is Haskell? Ow, I don't know the question.
Kelly.
What is, I don't even if you didn't have to Kelly. Phrase it as a question, what was your answer?
Stranger Things.
Incorrect. Maitland.
What is Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Correct. 400.
Oh, different Let's schools with portals.
Let's get a check of the total. Steve.
1,100.
Whoa. Oh, Kelly.
200.
Hot Wings.
1,700.
Whoa. Maitland.
Uh-huh. Kay. I got to do some math.
Okay. Tommy.
How much was that last one?
400.
Oh, God.
You have 22 times 800. What are you?
Well.
That was from the last time I tried to math.
I have 67,000.
1,700.
Okay.
A lot of money.
Oh, Hot Wings and Maitland
game.
Tied.
Yeah.
I was negative 5,000 from the start. And
No, you don't have to honor the negative 5,000.
Oh, that's nice of you. I'm still in the negatives.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
I mean, thanks. I mean,
It's possible my internet died.
Well, I'm at negative 400. So
the next question is, in 2025, a black screen could be
Ooh,
found.
It's
on-
back.
Ah!
Not here.
Now I just have to find the spot.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, no. Thank you.
Good Jennings. Ah, good.
Pop music for 400. The 2022 song, Bam Bam, features vocals by Ed Sheeran and this Cuban-American superstar.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Who is Camila Cabello?
pronounced Cabello, but that is correct.
Oh. I never know. I don't like her anyway.
I'm sure you're correct. I was being stupid.
Her name always messes me up.
Yeah. Is she the one that does that terrible Havana song?
Yes.
Yeah. God, I hate that song so much.
That was for $400. Organic chemistry for $500. Chemically speaking, they're molecules with at least one unpaired electron. True to their name, they can be, like, totally reactive.
Tommy.
Tommy.
What are isotopes?
Incorrect.
Oh, how much was it?
$500.
Oh.
What are free radicals?
Judges? We'll accept that. Radicals, $500.
Wow.
Train stations for $600. No muggles allowed on platform 9 3/4, the fictional boarding site, for this train.
Maitland.
At London's King's Cross Station.
Hot Wings.
Oh, what is that train's name?
Hot Wings.
What is the Hogwarts Express?
That is correct for $600. Would you have gotten that, Maitland?
Yeah.
Too bad you can't hold your water. Pop culture for $600, sincerely. Was that a low simmer just now? Were you like, I could tell. Your head shake was real slow.
It's no fun.
You'd be surprised how fun it is. Yeah. Pop culture for $600, Sincerely Me, is a song from this Broadway show that won the 2017 Tony for the best musical.
Oh, you might have stumped us with a Tony.
I think so.
Maitland. What is Cats?
Incorrect.
That's not. I thought the movie came out then.
Kelly. What is Hairspray?
No.
Hot Wings.
Wasn't that the movie, Cats was the movie about like space buttholes or something?
Yeah. Hot Wings.
They were like all stray cats trying to find their way back to space.
What is Hamilton?
Incorrect.
Ah.
That was a good guess based on the timing though.
I was going to say that too.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh.
They made a movie out of that.
I'm not counting that one.
All right, Final Jeopardy. Let's see. What kind of topic do we want? Oh, yeah. Directional geography for
$600. No.
No, we're not doing that one.
No.
Take it back.
That's how it works on the show.
It is.
If they announce the subject, if they get enough complaints, they change it.
Okay. Stars for $800. Oh, no. This is Jeopardy. So write down how much you would wager. Steve, are you you're positive?
Yeah.
Kelly, you're positive?
$1,100.
No. I mean, if I'm counting the Broadway thing we just did, no.
What if you're not?
200.
Go with that one.
I'll wager 200.
Steve, Hummings.
2,800.
Wow. Baitlin?
Yeah, those last couple.
We talking our totals right now?
Yep.
Before wagering? 2,100.
Tommy?
Okay.
I still had 1,100.
Okay. Stars for 800. September babies like William Howard Taft and Beyonce were born under this sign of the largest constellation of the zodiac.
That's the Final Jeopardy question? Ooh.
Someone who didn't have any money is sure doing a lot of complaining.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's why I can. I have nothing to lose.
All right, coming in last place thus far, Kelly.
Well, what is Libra?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. How much did you wager?
One or two.
You wagered all of it?
Oh, of course I did.
Down to 200. Steve, you were in third place with 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
Your answer?
Sagittarius.
That is incorrect. Did you wager?
$1,099.
So you have $1. That leaves you in third. Maitland.
What is Virgo?
That is correct.
Oh.
And what did you wager?
$1,000.
Giving you a total of
$3,100.
Hot Wings.
Wouldn't have mattered what I wagered because I said, what is Gemini?
And what did you wager?
$1,800.
You have fallen to $1,000?
Yes. That's
Maitland is your Jeopardy champion.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
True or false, when it came to Final Jeopardy and you got it right, it really mattered to you.
It did.
It did.
Yes.
It would have mattered to me.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.